This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is Love Story. And it's a new version of Love Story that sounds exactly like the old version of Love Story, except Taylor Swift owns this version of Love Story. Uh-huh. Congratulations, Taylor, on figuring out a workaround.
What does that mean for the person who spent $300-something million buying up her back catalog? Does that just make it
hard
worthless?
To tell? I don't actually know how that will work.
Well, she hasn't released all the new versions yet, so they're still being streamed on all the platforms, right? By all the users. So until that happens and everybody's on board to kind of protest this, then maybe she'll then get all
her fans will have to like make sure it's the new versions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how that affects them. I mean, honestly, I thought it was publishing, which I think is just the actual song. So maybe she just gets performance royalties that somehow have gone away from her. Excellent question, Vinny. Way to ask the right question that no one knows the answer to.
Well, no, someone does know the answer, and I'm sure Jane has probably dropped her phone as she feverishly tries to text you with the answer.
Let's see what she says.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be a Jane text. There must be.
Not yet. No.
Okay,
well, we just talk about it, you know.
Right. And we have delay. So, yes, give her a second. She'll help us out. Sure. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Still really nice here where I'm at, but I can already see some clouds starting to appear. There's rain expected by, you know, really late tonight or early morning, depending on how you want to call it. Your
opinion. And some snow, which is good.
And some snow in Tahoe as well, yeah.
I mean,
all right, so here's some of the stuff you guys said. So glad to hear Alice supporting Taylor's own music.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Well, you're welcome.
I don't do Lent, but I do like being nice, so here goes.
Thanks for
sticking with us during COVID. Vinny, we moved down to Encinitas a few months ago from the Bay, mostly for some nicer surf breaks from my husband, whose home spot used to be OB in San Francisco. But I listen each day on radio.com and feel like I get a piece of home. You guys are the best. XO.
And now we have a Saturday morning special. Every week, there's from 6 to 10 a.m. It's like an extra day of Sarah and Vinny. Right here,
North County, San Diego, which is where Encinitas is a jewel. Uh-huh. It is one of the most beautiful parts of California, no doubt. So they made, that's not that it's not great
move.
Here, but that's a nice move. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Happy 24 SVBN. Listener since 09, when my now husband, also a Vince and a surfer, you know him, Vinny, took me to an Alice party, and I met Hooman and Vinny. You guys are a daily joy and have helped tremendously through the last year. Don't ever stop. Happy Blurs Day, Ellie.
Oh. Ellie. That can't be our Ellie if they started listening. Oh, no, the other people said 09. Or is this the 09
No,
people?
She said, wait a minute. Did she say 09? No.
Somebody said 09. I think it might have been
the other people
before.
Said 09, yeah. Yes. Those are nice stories, though, right?
Really nice.
When I was pregnant with my first, I was leaking milk a little before he was born.
Oh,
I was 8 months.
Wow. Usually it really doesn't come in until you've had the kid.
We had trouble. It was a thing. Labor and delivery, no problem. Diaper changes, easy. Nursing, what a pain. Infant care was so easy, except for sleep and feeding them.
Yeah.
Once the baby's on a routine, 4 to 6 months later, it's a breeze. Then comes the teething, keeping them entertained, educated, manners. Then they become teenagers. Attitude. Mm. Well, yeah, it's a whole thing.
It is. It's a commitment. It's like a really long commit. You're committing to someone for the rest of your life that you haven't even met yet.
Right.
It's the ultimate roll of the dice.
Right. Oh my God, funny conversation today. All true. I produced well also. I would have donated if I knew how. Anyway, I almost never pumped froze because I didn't want to go out without baby. And it messes up the production flow. When I tried it, the breast milk tasted bland and soapy. To me.
So she bland was tasting soapy. It all the time.
Well, you tasted it.
Yeah, like, you know. I didn't taste it to see how it was doing. I tasted it one time. I'm like, ugh.
Did you ever try to shoot it in the air and then into your mouth from there? Like a nice little fountain arc?
I don't remember that.
Huh.
Yeah. John was like, when is this going to stop?
Oh, he didn't like it?
Well, that was really when our true career as shower sexers started happening, because it was just not worth it. It's like, this is what a mess this is. Come on.
All right.
He did like the giant boobs, though.
Well, that's a surprise.
Yeah. Like, wow, these are different.
The problem becomes that they look great, but you don't get to touch them. Because
they're actually quite tender and full of milk.
Yeah, it's not as great as it sounds. They look great, and then get off them.
Right. And you cram them into a bra, and you got to put like one of those little absorbent pads right on the nipple so that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it would be like the dry spot in the middle of the bra, and then the rest of it would just be soaked on the outside because it simply could not contain the flow. It's a good time.
510 says, Sarah talking about her milk boobs. Hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. The hotness never stops. Never stopping over here. Delicious fresh breast milk.
My neighbors wanted to make and sell breast milk ice cream with my wife's breast milk. She made them a sample of the ice cream finally and forced them to taste it. They did without knowing it actually wasn't made with breast milk. We live in Portland. Things do get weird here.
Yeah, keep Portland weird. Don't trick people into drinking your breast milk. That is actually, I actually feel like that is, it's a little bit horrifying when people squeeze their breast milk into like a coffee and hand it to someone. That's not right. I agree. Trickery that is. I don't want your breast milk in my coffee.
Right, I agree.
There are worse things.
There are worse things. And it
still
won't kill you.
Still, don't do that.
Agreed. Yeah, that's not cool. But you know.
It's not cool.
It won't kill you.
Yeah. No. You know what? You might make a lifelong enemy.
When my twins were 4 months old, my husband and I went away for an overnight break, and I forgot my pump. Oh, the pain.
Oh, God.
I had to hand express to relieve the pain.
It's hard. It's hard to do.
Well, couldn't... Have you ever siphoned gas? I mean, couldn't someone, you know, help get that started, and then it would...
You can get it started, but there's something about the pump is it actually has a suction to it, and it's working the boob, and the boob starts producing to emit. It's so sexy too. One of my husband's best friends is this chick, Michelle. She's a lesbian, and she came out when the kid was.
This
first
is the
born.
Philly chick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
They still talk.
Oh my God, all the time. They love each other, Michelle, and her wife Debbie. Anyway, they have a kid together too, but when she was single and she came out and she was staying with us, she was John's guest, I guess, technically. And I'm sitting there on the couch and I'm feeding the baby and I'm like, Michelle, can you go? I'm going to pump the other side and I'm going to have my
no,
whole,
you go ahead.
I'll she's like, there. Yeah. She's like, no, go ahead. I go, no, really, Michelle. She's like, I just want to see. I'm like, all right. All right. And she, so I'm doing it in my
You felt her need. You felt her needing you and you wanted her away. Is that it?
Kind of.
There were a lot like.
But then I was like, you know, whatever. It's not like I'm going to do anything with her. So I, and then I knew how unattractive my boobs were when I had the pump crammed onto one side and the baby on the other one. It's just all misshapen because you're scrunching the thing in there.
510 is right. Hot. Go on.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. Right. And that was it. I think I sufficiently crushed her crush.
Oh, you
on
turned
me.
Her off. But yeah. The side eye was there in the beginning. And
oh,
you were
for
like,
sure.
This is
I'm
not
like,
right.
Hey, can you? No, it's all right. I'm like, is it though? I'm asking you to go.
I'm asking you to stop fiending for me. Yeah. I can see it in your eyes.
Pretty sure you like boobs.
And those
everybody likes boobs, Sarah. Everybody.
Right?
Yeah, they're clear. So you're misshapen nipples in it and everything. The whole thing is just, it's unbelievably unattractive. It's like if you want to watch someone just contort and manipulate their boob into give in squirt milk, this is for you.
All right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Oh, Nicole, you've got so much to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like all my friends have had kids, so I've seen that. Like everything you're describing, I'm like, yeah, because I think women just reach a certain point that they don't care about being formal. It's like whatever, and so I'm like,
right.
Okay, I don't know.
I
just
fed my
used
kid
to
a
it.
Target one time. I was just I can't yeah. handle it
sometimes
anymore.
I'm like, what do you want me to do? And they're like, just hold the kid and then bring it to me when I'm ready. Right. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, when
there's their boobs
when we're out
they're
to just... eat and they just have I gotta
yeah.
do it and they have like the blanket
yeah,
thing.
You pull that dude.
Yeah,
you know, a little modesty.
Yeah, so it doesn't sure. faze me.
You're such a grown-up.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm really old.
415 says, sounds like the wife was the seducer. This is the massage
right.
She got massage, at her right? hotel room, and then the guy stayed the night.
She's a Medusa seducer.
LMAO, you're sitting on it, ding dong. Death Star, otherwise known as, oh, I can't say that one. Mm-mm. Or the other one they suggested. No, I was purposefully mysterious, hoping that enough people could pick up what I was putting down.
Yeah.
Nicole.
No, I knew what you were saying.
Oh, okay.
It seemed like Brent didn't know.
I was just trying to clarify what it meant, you know?
Yeah, if I could just point out that the two of you are the producers of the show, and your job is to keep it cryptic.
Well, you know, sometimes...
And he's only too happy to tell you the graphic description of what it is that he's talking about.
Sometimes it's too cryptic, too metaphorical. You need a little bit of a hint.
Really?
You know?
Death Star?
Not everybody understands everything we say. I'm just trying to make sure that we cast a wide net to our listeners.
Education.
Oh, my God. They're the wrong people, then.
510 says, Vinny, you brought up flavored coffee, and I literally said, yes, I love blueberry-infused coffee, and then you gave blueberry as an example. Yeah, I don't want my coffee to have hints of anything other than coffee in it.
Yeah, coffee bean, coffee steam, coffee flavor, coffee rain.
Although, I'm sure if someone at Pete's says, hey, our Pete's Major Dickinson blend is got something in it, I'd say, well, okay, well, I like that. I just don't tell me about it.
Yeah.
It makes it feel floofy.
I just I don't want any floofy coffee.
Just give me some black coffee, would you? does Vinny say Fortcast instead of forecast? No.
Yeah, you do. You say Fortcast. You say elsewhere. You got all these little extra letters in there. Theater.
Yeah, did you like that clip in there? In the video?
Theater.
Theater.
No. Still wrong. Fortcast.
I don't say that.
Both. You do.
Both.
Good morning. Please tell Sarah, thank you for the recommendation on Ready
Sarah?
Player 2. I really liked it. I almost skipped the book, but I am glad I read it based on her recommendation.
Conceptually, it's excellent, but it gets a little into the weeds with some of the thing about Ready Player One is it's a full-on 80s immersion, and then it just gets even like all the good stuff is in Ready Player One. It's the concept of Ready Player Two is great, but where did you go?
I'm sorry, what?
Where did you just go?
You don't know that I went anywhere.
I'm looking at you on Zoom. I started filling.
No, well, I thank you for doing that. I started boiling some water for oatmeal, and then I forgot that I was boiling water for oatmeal. And then as we've been doing this, I've been hearing it evaporate.
Oh.
So I ran over there, and in fact, it was almost just a pan of or a pot of empty.
Waterless.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway,
for future reference, I believe that if you have something on the that you need to get to on your stove or any other kind of homeowner emergency, mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. You just say, "Hang on a second, I'm having a homeowner emergency."
Mm-hmm. Well, I made it back without anyone noticing
until you brought it up, and now here I am.
That's true, yeah, he has a valid point there, Sarah.
Oh my God, I hate our producers. I hate them. They're coming down on the wrong side of stuff. They're encouraging bad talk. Who are these people?
Run both sides here.
We're both neutral.
No, you're not.
916 says, Quentin Tarantino has a strange obsession with highlighting feet in all his movies. Once you know it, you can't ignore it. You have to have fun watching his movies now. Another
never
person writes,
that.
Oh my God, Uma has the ugliest feet. I didn't think they were ugly. They are bent.
They're bony.
They're weird, but everybody's feet are weird. I've got some weird curled toes on the outsides. Those two little janky guys.
Do it. Go a little slower. Oh yeah. Nicole, listen up. Oh, go ahead, Vinny. Describe your feet.
You know what I like the best, Nicole.
Oh no.
Well,
I like
what
when
you...
someone pulls the janky curled pinky toe out and flattens it and then gets under there with their tongue real nice.
Their tongue.
Yeah, Sarah's performing it for me now.
I'm doing it for you right now.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like having my toes cracked. You ever get that done? Yeah.
Cracked.
Oh, yeah, I know
what you're sorry, I thought you said something else.
Nope, cracked. I like when, you know, my one kid, when he was little, he used to always come in. I'd have to go to bed at 7 o'clock, and he'd come in. I'd be like, crack my toes, and just stand there and yank them, pull them. He always got good cracks at him. They probably need a good cracking right now. You want to do it, Nicole?
No, thank you.
Yeah. Mm.
The best part of that Tom Hanks inauguration special was Demi Lovato singing Bill Withers' Lovely Day.
Oh, let's hear it.
I didn't hear it.
Well, that's right. She did do that.
Mm-hmm. And she got a new haircut,
I'm running out of time. Let me see if there's anything else I got to get to. Vinny, a lot of people are doing indoor fires to keep warm and burning their houses down. This is in Texas where there's a real problem.
Cutting up the dining room table to fuel the fire.
Yeah, that's not smart.
Oh, here we go. Oh yeah, she looks like Katy Perry. She has short
blonde
hair.
She doesn't look at all. I wouldn't recognize her. If you asked me who is that, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I guess in the trailer, I didn't know when she cut her hair, but in that trailer, they show her getting her hair cut like that. And it's supposed to like show how she's not letting things get to her. So she's cutting out all the negativity.
Oh. There's all kinds of people lip syncing that I just saw Lin-Manuel Miranda and people from all over the country. There's St. Louis. I saw Seattle.
Uh-huh.
That looks like Dallas. It's a desert. Oh, and people are dancing. Healthcare workers helping out.
I love all the healthcare workers playing instruments on there.
Lady riding her bike. Oh, lovely day.
408 says, I'm like Vinny. I can refuse a donut and never crave it. But if I eat just one, it's on. Yeah, that's the problem.
Got to clamp that mouth closed.
Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of people don't like Ted Cruz, who came up as he'd been mouthing off about California, and now Texas is dealing with its own power problems.
And his people.
I binge watched Ted Lasso over the weekend. It's so good. Thank you for the recommendation.
Oh, it is so good. Oh, I can't
and there's a lot more, but I am out of time, so we're going to have to break. We'll be back to say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, the note Demi Lovato holds in Lovely Day. Oh. That's it. You just listened to it? It's an F. Mm-hmm. A high F. That's a big note. That's a big note to be slamming like that.
You can do that, Sarah.
Slam an F for us.
Give me the note.
Oh, hold on.
I can't do it. I can do it in a falsetto. But it's a very high note. I can't do it in open. Can't do it in open voice. What do you hate, falsetto?
No, just my guitar teacher was always like, I need you to do it with your mouth while we do it with the guitar so you understand the note and can recognize them better by, you have to do it with your mouth. Right. And I'd be like, I'll practice it at home. I'm not doing it with you here. And he, no, you have to do it here. What are you talking about? And I'd just be like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want to.
You just didn't want to sing in front of him, or it was...
I hate that. Ugh.
I think in a way you must like it. You always do it.
No, I don't. I don't
like
it.
There's that one thing he does it at the end of the Jane thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought we were all alone and it was just, I was just, this.
Jesus Christ. Nice.
Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful day. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been fun. This has been a fun show. It's a good one.
Really, really fun. I like that you dressed up for us today. That was nice.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to keep you interested, Ben. After all these years, I got to throw you a curveball now and then.
It's so funny that the jacket got retired, but now it's the same gray hoodie.
Yeah.
Or is that brown?
This is actually sage green.
What?
Yes, I know. It doesn't really look green, but in real life it is. And then I have a gray one, a black one, a blue one, and kind of a pink one. And I rotate through those. But I usually wear them 2 or 3 days before I wash them. I know, it's not really...
green, huh?
Yeah. I guess it looks sort of beige-ish on our Zoom, but trust me, if you saw it, it's kind of greenish. Anyway...
Stay tuned. You're welcome.
I got to put it all together for you. Yes, go on.
The always entertaining V. Hale is coming up.
Uh-huh,
and she,
honey.
I guarantee you, she's been working hard on a show for you all morning, and this is going to be her best work yet.
Yeah. Followed by Janie, who, by the way, when we were talking about Taylor Swift, and we had sort of thrown a question out into the Jane ethers, and you had said furiously texting, she texted me the words furiously texting, and then never texted me again. So I'm not sure... if she thinks she sent me something and didn't, or
left not. Hanging by Jane. Hanging,
yeah. I guess maybe on Friday we'll find out what she had to say. Maybe she's still typing it.
Hold
like
on.
Explaining the whole thing to me.
Maybe me and Jane are back together. Where'd my phone go?
See if you got a text from her. I think your phone is the Zoom meeting. Okay. Have a great day, you guys. We'll see you on Friday. Enjoy your Thursday.
I lost my phone.
You're looking at your phone right now.
Right.
It's right in front of you. Okay, really, we gotta go. Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.